read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. You won't read that book again, because the ending just too hard to take.
To talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Yes, Sylvia Brown, our guest, and we'll be right back. This is going to be a fast hour, so get your calls ready. Whoop, they're all jammed. And fast blasts, whoop, they're all jammed too. Back in a moment. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie along with Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia, how about this for a prediction? Will I get a new engineering staff that doesn't harass me every night? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
No, I'm stuck with them, aren't I? This is a interesting fast blast question from Bob in Victoria, British Columbia. He wants to know, and he is dead serious, if the NHL players and the owners will agree to a new contract, or will they strike before the season begins?
I think they'll strike.
You do?
Yes.
Season will be delayed?
I think so, and I hope I'm wrong.
If you're right, hockey really will be severely hurt.
I know. It's just like before when we had that baseball strike. Remember how bad that was?
Absolutely. There is a drought in the West. Do you see that ending anytime soon?
Yeah, it'll end in September.
Well, that's a good thing. People out in the West are going crazy.
Oh, huh? I know they are.
That's where
there's
I am now,
no
by the
rain.
Way. I'm back in Los Angeles, by the way.
Yeah, which you've got to like it.
I do like Los Angeles.
Yeah, I love it.
I do. I like St. Louis. St. Louis has been home for me for 25 years.
Well, you know, I came from Kansas City.
I know that. Uh-huh. Absolutely. You're a Missouri girl.
Yep. Show me state.
Yep. First time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning, George and Sylvia. I've always enjoyed watching your show when you're on with Montel, and it's a great opportunity to talk with you. What I wanted to ask was, when young children die, do they quickly move on to another life?
No. They go back to the age of 30, and then they just continue their jobs over there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was short and simple and to the point, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Who's your very favorite scientist? How about that?
Einstein.
Me too. He's one of the best.
Oh, he really, see, the only one I think that, well, there's a lot of people that understand him, but I think psychics are the ones that understood him, that all time goes into the now.
Stephen Hawking has changed his theory on black holes. He used to say that whatever went in never came back out again. Now he's changed it.
I know.
So it comes out, but
isn't
it comes out
amazing?
Mangled. Amazing.
I mean, to have the illness that he has and to keep on going.
Yeah, that's true, too. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Louise from Sholo, Arizona.
Well, Louise, where is Sholo, Arizona?
Well, we had a huge forest fire here about 3 years ago, so I want to thank Sylvia for ending the drought.
At least there.
That's because I was doing a rain dance.
Oh, thank you. And it's been raining. The monsoons are here, and it's so beautiful up here in the
wonderful
mountains, in the White Mountains. Yeah, I have a question for Sylvia. And also, George, it's really wonderful to join your jam session tonight. So, Sylvia, I know people have to surrender to circumstances in life, and to the will of God.
Yes.
But how can we, or how can all of us do that when the same tests, trials, tribulations just keep repeating with increased intensity? We all have a lot of fight and life in us, so how can we do that?
It's just because I know this sounds so simplistic, but we just have to learn it, and we have to learn it all the way down. You know, I keep saying the same thing. I'm not unlike you in my own life. I keep saying, how many times do I have to keep going through this same dumb thing?
Yeah. So you get it, right?
Until you get it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call.
Yeah. Could I make a quick program request?
Yes.
A quick one. Could I hear from other listeners who've tried to move into the beautiful but high-energy vortex areas? It's almost a fatal attraction. I'm really afraid. So that's just a request.
Okay.
And I thank you so much.
All right.
And thank you,
dear.
Sylvia. God
All
bless
right,
you.
God bless you, too.
Appreciate your call. Sylvia, the possibilities are endless, of course, with things happening in the future. The next, what do you see as our roughest times, the next few years or down the line?
Down the line. I think we're going to have, don't get me wrong, I think it's rough, but I don't think it's, I don't see a lot of terrorist attack and all that kind of thing.
In this country.
That's right. But I think that other countries, you know, it's like Madrid got hit and other countries and South Africa could be hit. But I think that we're, you know, it's very much like on one of your, it's not commercial, but what they were talking about. I think that fear is a terrible thing. You know, we keep getting these high levels. And the problem with that is people are just getting blasé about it. You know, I mean, it's one thing if we know that we're under attack, but where the hell is it? You know, I mean,
yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah. Your guide, Francine is the name of your guide, right?
Yes.
Did you ever ask her why you can't see past 100 years?
She thinks that it also is, see, they're not privy to a lot of things that God wants because they're, you know, they're not humanized, but I mean, they're more humanized than, let's say, other people. But she says there's just certain things that are blocked from her. So that kind of made me aggravated, too, that she couldn't see beyond because at least I could have gotten some information from her.
You see the end of the common cold pretty soon, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
It's about time.
Yeah, because that's a stupid thing. I mean, we're pretty much coming down on everything else, but we can't seem to do anything with that.
That seems to affect more people than most things.
Oh, yeah, than anything.
Next up, let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. God
sure.
bless you both. I'll try to make this quick. Sylvia, how can a person contact their spirit guide? And I heard once that, you know, a spirit guide won't tell you what to do, but can they kind of steer you in the right direction?
Oh, yeah, they can tell you. I mean, they're not adamant, but they can pretty tell you whether you're on track or not, or, you know, because she's told me things and I didn't do it, and then I was sorry afterwards. It's very simple. You've got to make a place in your mind. You know, I always go to a seashore in my mind, put my back against a palm tree, and then have my guide come out and talk to me.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, you know, I appreciate that, and I know I can't make this personal, but I'm faced with some tough decisions lately, and I'm just not sure which is the right path. I really, and I know I have a spirit guide who's come to me before, so.
Yeah, you know what I've always said to people when you're faced with a crossroad like that, you know, sometimes you just have to, I love what the Asian philosophy is, when in doubt, do nothing, because trust me when I tell you, God will lead you.
How about people who are negative all the time, Sylvia? Just negative, negative, negative.
What? Yeah, you know, and not only, I say, for one thing, stay away from them. Secondly, I think it becomes almost a habit with them. It's almost like they've taken up the theme of negativity, and it's just depressing. And then they want to know why no one's around them. It's because they were born that way. But I think they're almost examples of what we don't want to be.
Here's a desperation fast blast that's coming in from Brian. He said, look, this is not personal for me, but I know people who have lost an envelope containing $2,000. They need this money very badly. Please, Sylvia, where's the envelope?
In a red-bound book.
Where's the red-bound book?
It's on a desk or in a library, like a bookshelf.
It could be in their home, could be any place.
Oh, no, it's in their home.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a red book.
Yeah, they stuck it in there.
All right. Pass that on, Brian. You never know. Do we get a finder? No, we don't want a finder's fee. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. I just wanted to say to Sylvia that my mom and I love her, and we thank God for her.
Oh, thank
She's
you, dear.
She's just a wonderful, wonderful person. And my question is, we were wondering what you see in the future for the Dominican Republic as far as the economy, development, or
earth
changes.
No, thank God. It's picking up because I'm very, very presupposed in the Dominican Republic. I really, really love it. And I think you're going to see your taxes and your economy really come up.
Okay.
There's one. Martha Stewart should have talked to Sylvia a long time ago. She wouldn't be in the problems she is in now. I like that one. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Sylvia, my name's Sarah from San Diego, and I'm a Scorpio, and I have your astrology book. Numerology also is something that is interesting, and Einstein has a perfectionist numerology number, which is you know, spiritual and intellectual. But I have a question that is confusing to me. When you're a child, when people are children and they have their psychic ability naturally, and then it's suppressed, and then later in life it's encouraged and
right.
brought back out again, which if they've had it in the back of their body or in back of their being
right.
for the whole time, and then all of a sudden it's brought out and inundating them with spiritual communication, connection, visions, and everything, and including dark spirits, which can come to them in dreams and be tricksters, I guess. And what could they do to hone that ability?
I always tell people to surround themselves with a white light.
But if you're surrounding yourself with the white light and not letting the positive energy in, or not knowing how to let positive...
Well, positive energy gets through white light.
Even if you're just blocking the negative energy?
Oh, absolutely. And another good way to do it is put mirrors around yourself, because it's sort of like the old Dracula theory. If negativity comes up and faces itself, it'll go away. If positive comes up and faces itself, it stays.
Really, even if they're disguising themselves as a person, they're trying to be a human to get into the realm of that person. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Even,
to get on the
even
plane.
Even with that. Because,
okay.
I mean, I've dealt with that all my life, but you just have to protect yourself.
And not go on the same plane.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I think you know what I have to say is that this is personal, but when I see you on Montel, I have been skeptical, and I'm not skeptical at all. I'm very, very open. And when I've seen you on Montel, you're so, every single person, pressure would make a person not be able to answer questions such as you do. But you must have been psychic all
cool,
your life.
Cool
yes,
and collected.
Way.
What? What was that?
I was born this way.
Yeah, but how did you keep it your whole life?
Well, I was very fortunate to have a whole family full of psychics.
Oh.
So they kind of encouraged me, or else I probably would have been burned at a stake.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And love connects us all, by the way.
Absolutely.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Appreciate that. So you're on Montel's show every week?
Every Wednesday, yeah.
That's great. He's got that formatted, and...
Yeah, and I really love him. He's a great man.
I met him one time in St. Louis, just about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, he was just really a prince.
Doing a videotaping, and strong military guy too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he was a SEAL. He was, you know, he's just done everything, promotional speaking, or motivational, I should say, motivational speaking. I mean, he's what he comes across as is who he is.
How did you two hook up for your first show with him? How did that happen?
God, 14 years ago, he said to one of his producers, get me a good psychic, and it was strange because this person had used to work for Northwest Afternoon, which I used to be on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one psychic, and you've got to get Sylvia Brown. And then I went to the Queen Mary with him and showed him what a ghost looked like, and he never got over it.
Now, does he do a show out of L.A. or New York? Where is
New York.
He? He is in New York, so you do a lot of traveling now.
Yeah, I'll be going to New York to do 6 shows in August.
All right, when you go up to do the programs, do you do them all in one day or over a period of a couple days?
No, I usually do 2 or 3 a day, which is really grueling. I mean, I love it, but it's grueling.
Do you have to change your outfits and things like that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can see. Oh, here's one. The guy on Jeopardy wins again. When is he going to lose?
Oh, God.
What a question for you.
I know, but I'm telling you, I think he'd go on for another month.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. That'll be a short-term prediction by you, Sylvia. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
At least another month of victory. Is anybody going to topple him?
Eventually, but I mean, my God, this guy is like an encyclopedia.
He's up to $1,000,000 in winnings already.
I know. Nobody can beat him.
I know it. West of the Rockies, you're on coast to coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Tina.
Tina, where are you calling from?
Calgary.
Okay.
I'm actually, I'm not calling per se to Sylvia. I just wanted to say thank you to Francine for all the insight she's put into all the books.
Oh, that's very nice, honey.
Yeah, I just, I've started reading them back in February about 6 months ago, and I've already read about 10 or 12 books, and there's so much insight.
Oh, thank you so much, dear.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So tell her thank you for me.
I will.
Oh, Sylvia, what's my spirit guide's name? I just don't know.
Valerie.
Valerie, thank you so much, Sylvia.
What's mine?
Yours is
Methuselah or
no,
something.
No, Matthew. Well, you had the right M, but it's Matthew.
Matthew,
yeah.
How about that? East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
My name's Sharon. I'm from Canyon Lake, Texas.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I love your show. Sylvia, I think you're absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, dear.
Your books have helped me a lot. I want to know if there's a way that we can help the children become more spiritually aware, not so much religious, but...
Yeah, I think, like my children, I just taught them about the white light and angels and, you know, like I always say in my books, just love God and do good and then shut up and go home. I mean, I don't think it's that complicated. It's just love each other and do good.
Okay. And can I find out my spirit guide's name?
Yeah, her name is Helena.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Does a man have a masculine spirit guide and vice versa with a woman?
No, some women have male guides.
How about some guys with female guides?
Mm-hmm. They have that too.
Interesting. Of course, one of my favorite guides would be Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
One of the best.
Isn't that the best?
Gosh, Sylvia, the calls just keep rolling in for you. My God, you are. How many people do you think you've, including Montel Show and Coast to Coast and others that you've done, how many millions of people you think you've talked to?
I don't know. In Turkey and Greece and I was on Al Jazeera TV show. I don't know. Probably, George, millions and millions.
You were on Al Jazeera as well?
Yes.
That's an interest. That's pretty risky, isn't it?
Well, that was some years ago. That's before
things changed.
Yeah, that's when I took about 275 people over there.
Oh, that was where? You went to Egypt?
Uh-huh.
Did you like Egypt?
Oh, I adore Egypt.
Did you get any special feelings when you saw the pyramids?
Oh, yeah. I knew for a fact that then the UFOs had made them. I just knew it.
I would love to have seen Zahi Hawass's face when you told him that.
Oh, yeah, he had a face like a prune.
We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast. Final half hour with Sylvia Brown and your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Shoot the stars off in your own backyard. Don't look any further, and you will see.
Subscribe to the After Dark newsletter online at www.coasttocoastam.com. Just click through the orange type to the secure server.
Your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I had the heat stains that have cried upon some love. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their corner, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be missed or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you just jiggle.
To talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
On our next Coast to Coast program for an hour or so tomorrow on our Friday into Saturday show, Linda Moulton Howe. I've turned Linda loose to be talking about the Earth's weakening magnetic field and the latest global crop circle formations that seem to be popping up all over the place. We'll be back with Sylvia Brown in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Sylvia, do you believe animals, have that soul, that spirit, as well as a human being?
Absolutely. Yeah, they don't have avarice or greed or any of those other things that we have, but they're direct reports from God. I think they're just sort of like little guardian angels down here for us.
When they die, do they stay on the same levels as the human soul?
They are all over there. All the animals are over there.
Well, you know, there's no reason why not. I mean,
because God made them, and I think God did everything that God made is perfect as an animal. I think there's a lot to be learned from animals.
At what level, though, does there not some kind of spirituality or spirit? I mean, how about an insect, for example, or an ant?
Well, you know, that's strange because I've asked my guide if there's any insects over there, and I don't know if the entomologist is going to be thrilled about that, but she says she's never seen any insects over there.
You say that the institution of marriage will end at 2020.
Yes.
All gone. No more.
No more.
Well, at least we won't have any divorce rate, will we?
No, and then what are the lawyers going to do?
So what happens? Why no marriage?
I think it'll be a, a commitment. But I don't think there's going to be an institution.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's not too far away, 16 years.
No, it's not.
Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure.
It's nice to talk to you, Sylvia. I read an article in a magazine a couple of weeks ago that I can't believe could come true. It said that if Senator Kerry is elected president, that he would use NATO troops to enforce his changes to the Constitution.
No.
Especially the Second Amendment.
No. No, I don't believe that at all.
Okay.
All right, mark
hey,
that.
Well, what's my guy, spirit guide's name, do you know?
Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless
Thank
you.
How do people get their spirit guide's name? I mean, is there something they can do?
They can go to, like I said, to mentally to a seashore and have them come out of the shadows. And if they do it enough, like in a meditation state, then pretty soon you'd be surprised the people I talk to say, oh, my God, I got the name.
It just comes to them?
Yeah, just comes to them.
First time caller line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right. I have two questions.
Sure thing. Go ahead.
The first question, Ms. Sylvia, have you ever tried to work with another psychic to maybe boost your ability to see beyond that 100 years?
No. No, I haven't. I have never. And like I was telling George earlier, I just don't seem to hobnob that much with psychics, so they don't come around me. I'm just sort of sequestered.
Okay. And my other question is, do you or is there any possible way to maybe remember your past lives?
I think we have a very distinct knowledge of our past lives. It might not be on a conscious level, but the minute the plane hit down in Kenya, I got off the plane and I said, oh, my God, I'm home. So, I mean, there's certain places in the world that you just have an affinity for. Other places you just absolutely despise.
I feel the same way when I've been up north compared to being down south.
Exactly.
I feel more at home there, and I just keep trying to focus my memory.
Yes, your cell memory remembers.
Okay, because I was thinking of maybe when I die or being reincarnated, just forgetting who I am now is kind of startling,
But we do have a lot more memories. I mean, that's why Beethoven could compose at three. I mean, now, come on, we come in with a lot of things that we don't even understand.
Right. And does a person feel like, if they feel like everything's just kind of, when they experience something new, but they feel like they've been there and it's
and then they've been
back a lot?
Absolutely, deja vu. I've had people who've gone to England or someplace and know around the next corner that what's going to be and everything else.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much, and y'all have an excellent show tonight, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, too. Sylvia, so you can't see at 100 years, but do you see past that into, 500 years?
No.
You do not, so that's it.
Can't.
Blocked at 100.
Yep.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder, are there other psychics... he was just asking you if you solicited any help and you haven't, but I wonder if there are other psychics blocked at that year too.
I don't know. I should ask some of the psychics that I know, but most psychics are not into prophecy that much. You know, it's like John Edwards talks to the dead, or John Anderson talks to the dead, or Van Prague. So they're not very much into prophecy.
Okay, Wildcard Line, welcome to Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, George. Hi, Sylvia. I've got a couple of questions. One, can you tell me what my spirit guide's name is?
Yeah, her name is Candace.
Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's weird. But my second question is, if somebody can see... people that have passed on.
Right.
And they're afraid of them. How can you either, would you advise them to find a way to get rid of them, or would you advise them to try to...
No, I would advise them to try to speak to them, because they're around us all the time. They're not up in the sky whirling around on a disc somewhere. They're all around us.
Right. And if you had talked to one of them, and one of them would ask you, would you trade places with me, and you said yes, what would happen?
Well, if it wasn't your time to go, you wouldn't go.
Do you think that would be a strange question for one of them to ask you?
Yeah, I do. But I think it was more of a, you know, like a test question. You know, would you rather be here than there, you know?
Oh, okay. How would you help somebody bring this, you know, a gift they have more to strength?
Just like I said so many times, just ask God to let it come from anything that's good and protect you from anything that's bad, and just say, God, just let it come through. I'm a conduit.
Okay. Okay, well, I really appreciate it, and thank you very much for taking my call.
All right.
The guide that you have, does the guide stay with you until you die?
Yes, they stay with you from the moment of conception to the time you go.
Do new ones come in, too, or you just keep that one?
You keep that one, but you can gain other master teachers that will come in at certain times to give help to the guide or angels, so you're never alone.
West of the Rockies, your turn with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Yeah. I have a question for Sylvia.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm calling from southern Arizona, down on the border near Nogales. Mm-hmm. And we have a terrible problem here with people dying in the desert. You know, immigrants coming across.
Right.
And I would like to know if she sees anything in the future of this being solved, or them coming up with some resolution to this problem.
Yeah, there's going to be some kind of a law or something passed in which they, INS or whatever, that they can come across without dying.
I see.
It'll be kind of like a holding place, you know, not like Ellis Island, but at least a holding place in which they can get some kind of help and then sort it out from there.
Right. Do you have any idea maybe when?
2 years.
2 years. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate your call, Tom. Next up, the clock's going, so we'll try to squeeze in as many as we can. Wildcard Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Hi, Sylvia and George. This is Laura from Mississippi. I was just calling to see if you've ever heard or thought about taking a drug to repress your psychic ability, and what do you think about that?
I'm sorry, dear.
Have you ever taken, or would you ever consider taking a drug, Sylvia, to enhance your psychic ability?
No,
never.
To repress, actually to repress.
Never.
To repress, to prevent it.
Never.
Because, yes, they give it to patients with trauma. Like,
never.
They give pills to reduce the memory of trauma, and sometimes that would
never
reduce it.
Never, never, never.
And sounds like you're opposed to it.
No, yeah. And no, that's why I don't even drink. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Laura. You don't? Not even a little glass of wine once in a while?
Nothing.
Come on, a little champagne?
No,
on. Nothing.
Uh-uh. No, for one thing, it makes me violently ill, and I'm probably very blessed because an awful lot of mediums have been cursed with alcoholic problems.
Really?
Yes.
Huh, I didn't know that. Wildcard Line, you're on with Sylvia Brown. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm very concerned about the future of education in the United States of America. We've gone downhill, and if we lose our kids, we lose our soul.
Yeah, I've said that, too, even on television. Unfortunately, it's going to be around 2020 before we have massive changes, and then we're going to have the bulk of education that's going to be done by home study through computers.
I'm a homeschool teacher.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, and you see that as the wave of the future?
Yeah, see, it's already coming about. Look at how many homeschoolings there are now.
Oh, yes, and the curriculum has really, really, really improved over the years. It used to be awful. Does that mean that our family structures will be strengthened?
Exactly, because we won't turn them out. You know, we won't turn them out until the milieu of
whatever, and we keep them close to home. This is what they used to do in the pioneering days.
Absolutely. You know, I from middle school on, these kids are in training to become adults.
Gangs.
And they can't learn to become adults from peers. They have to learn that from adults.
Absolutely.
Do I have a spirit guide?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel so all alone.
Oh, I know, but you're not alone because her name is Roxanne.
Roxanne, really?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And bless you for your ministry.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
And George, bless you for your ministry, too. I don't know if you know what you do as a ministry.
Whatever it may be, right?
Yeah.
No, it is a ministry. Yes,
sure it is. Sure it is.
Okay, bless you both. Bye-bye.
I hope I don't go the way of some of the ministers that have gone the way on television.
No kidding. No, you'd never do that, George. Well, you're too...
Not my style.
No.
Let's go first-time caller line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Where are you calling from?
This is Martha from Albany, New York.
Hi, Martha.
How are you?
Good.
I wanted to thank you for your openness and your awareness. And Sylvia, thank you for your books.
Oh, thank you.
My question is it possible for somebody to just put forth a thought or verbally speak a thought of wishing death upon somebody, if that could, you know, manifest and make it happen?
No.
Okay.
I wish we could. People that pedophiles and stuff like that, don't you wish? But we can't. People don't have power like that. There's no such thing as curses or wishing someone. No. If
so
that were the
much
case,
just follow our blueprint.
No, that's right. If that was the case, and I'm not kidding you, I would wish that every pedophile would drop dead.
I think we all, at some point in our lives, would wish that as well.
Yeah, especially when you have children.
Yes. I have another quick question. Do you see an end to the extreme financial turmoil that myself and my family are going through?
Yes, really in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thank you very much.
All right, dear.
Good luck to you. Appreciate that. How much time? 3 minutes left, Sylvia, running out. Anything you want to say before we go back to more calls, Sylvia?
No, I just would like to tell all the people that are listening that have logged on that I hope God blesses them and keeps a white light around them.
East of the Rockies, you're on with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Interesting show. I have a question about the, reincarnation thing.
Mm-hmm.
When a person dies, you said they come back. Do they have a choice?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Some don't want to come back.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to come back.
The way I see the world today, I say, why would I want to come back?
No,
and where would you come back? And
no,
as
right. No, there's an awful lot of people that, and that's another thing I was telling George. I've seen an awful lot of people that are on their last life, which makes me a little suspicious that maybe it's the end of times.
And on your previous caller about pedophiles, let's just say the real bad people that we all wish would drop dead, do they have to come back also? Or
they just keep recycling, and then eventually they're absorbed into the uncreated mass of God, where you and I will keep our individuality.
Yeah, I guess he works in mysterious ways.
He sure does. Thanks
it's
for the call.
Wonders to behold.
Why are some people gracious and nice and giving, and then some other people are just darn dark and mean?
It's because they really, not just Lucifer, but that was a band of people that separated from God. So it's a lesson to us, because see, if there's good, there has to be bad. God made everybody good, but that's where free will choice comes in. People separated from God.
Do you believe that you will ever see past 100 years?
I hope so, George. And if I do, I swear to God, you'll be the first to know.
I bet you tell Montel that, too.
I bet you say that to all the men.
Hey, Sylvia, thanks again. This book, of course, called Prophecy, What the Future Holds for You. And I like it. I like it. I like some of the topics and the subject matter. And it affects everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. You take care of yourself, Sylvia.
And you too, dear. All right. Bye-bye.
Sylvia Brown. Her website, by the way, is sylvia.org. Okay, and to the person who wanted to know about where her wedding ring was, again, remember Sylvia said it's in one of your drains. So tear up the whole house and go looking for that ring, huh? For Steve Carr, Dan Delonte, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, the webmaster, Sean LaDuSour, Barbara Simpson, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. It'll be open lines Friday into Saturday, and eventually in August, we're going to have a Friday the 13th open lines. Be safe, everyone.